coming to you pre-recorded from a garage 2 inches deep with your boy Ali Rock on the mic, Coach Jackson Bozarth, and Sad Boy Zach Grant, sponsored to you by Dickie's Barbecue,
legit
Texas Barbecue, and the only Jeep only.
Yes, sir. Get your 4x4s or shit.
Whatever. Yeah, Wrangler, all that. Welcome to the show. Welcome back, as I should say. Everyone here is obviously a frequent listener. If you're not, go back and listen to other episodes, please. And we got a great episode in store for you guys. I think first I want to shout out our other episode we did on Wednesday. We call them Real Life Wednesdays.
Yes, sir.
And that's our new thing. We just talk about real shit, you know. Sundays are funny days where we talk about whatever, anything, sports. And then Wednesdays we just get down real. We get personal for the fans, for everyone. It's sort of like our therapy as well. We love doing it. We're going to keep doing it. And we're going to have new topics every Wednesday. Or whenever we could do them on Wednesdays.
Feel free to suggest some topics that we should talk about on Wednesdays.
That's right. We might do something on Instagram to see what you guys want.
Yeah.
Put a little questionnaire on there. But anyways, I think we should get straight to it. Football-filled weekend for sure. Big Ten came back. We got NFL today.
Mountain West.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. I think first we should get into NFL. Jackson, congrats. Your team didn't lose this week.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
They did not.
Because they didn't play.
That's true. So really wasn't a bad week for me at all. I don't really have anything to say in regards to NFL, so I'm just going to pass the mic so I don't annoy you guys with
anything. Before you move on, I want to ask, what was your favorite game that you watched today?
Ooh, good question.
I do like that question.
Yeah, listen.
I watched a couple. I'd say the game that's on right now.
Yeah, it's going to be very good.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good game right now. So after we watch this podcast, we'll probably get the end of the fourth quarter. I would say I watched the end of the Falcons and Lions game because, I had to watch some tape and then send it in to my coach.
Right. Write him a letter.
Frank Wright, and just be like, hey, this is what we need to expect for, stuff like that. You know,
because watch the fourth quarter. And
obviously, I'm a real fan. Right?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Handwritten
like,
letter,
what
too.
Fan doesn't send in their coach an email of their favorite team?
I like that.
But anyways, what ended up happening is Matt Stafford is still a good quarterback, evidently. Led a game-winning drive. So that was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, Atlanta just can't get a break.
Falcons, yeah, they cannot get a break. Like, and you know, it's funny. It's just every year prior to this year starting, I'm like, yeah, you know what? The Falcons have a really good shot.
Yeah.
But not so much. So I'll bring it on to Sad Boy Zach.
Go ahead, Zach.
Oh,
your team played.
I mean, yeah, I got a lot to say. I'm going to sound like Jackson today, but this is the first time I can ever confidently say that the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, bummer.
We're going to finish third place in our division, get a wild card spot, and fucking win the Super Bowl.
You know, as you say that, hold up. I want to look at your schedule.
It'll be the Ravens, honestly.
Not in the regular season, we won't.
In the playoffs, though. I believe in you.
Yes. Baker, I mean, you know I love the guy. I said he's inconsistent last week, and I think this is
still... He was inconsistent in the game.
This is still true. He's very inconsistent, but this is one of the first, if not the first times, that he's really shown signs of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked what I saw. He started 0 for 5 and an interception. Odell got hurt on that play.
Yeah, I need to talk about that too. Because
I saw a stat. It was like in his first quarter, he had 0 yards, 1 interception.
Yeah, 0 for 5 and an interception.
About Odell, it's like, you know those swag sluts that don't wear the knee pads and shit?
Right.
I think today
they wear the $300,000 watches on their wrist and they play.
That too. Yeah, I mean, you never like prey on an injury for anyone, but like,
you wish he was injured or something?
No, not at all. But I'm just saying, I think now the kids in high school that refuse to wear knee pads and shit, they might wear knee pads if it's a serious injury.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
But yeah, honestly,
I want to just put that.
Why do wide receivers get away with that? You know, even in high school,
bro, because their drips fucking drip too hard.
They got leg tats, bro.
Man, they got the knee pads above the knee. Oh, you're right.
Probably because they squat 1,000 times more than we ever do, and their knees are fucking out.
Right.
6 inches
deeper. There's so much muscle around it.
God, but go ahead. Let's talk about this.
So yeah, started 0 for 5, interception. Then went 22 for 23, 297 yards and 5 touchdowns. Only incomplete pass was a spike to stop the clock at the end of the game.
I like that.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
I also think that goes down to him actually having a good coach now.
Yes, 100%.
I don't even know how to say the dude's last name. Stefanski,
yeah,
right? He sounds like a kicker. I don't know. Anyways, he's actually a damn good coach. I mean, I think this is the first time that the Browns have been 5-2 since Bill Belichick was
here. Yes, it has to be. Which is what I said, never in my life.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that you can do all this and you're still third place in the division. Like, it's that's so gross.
I don't think that'll change. We could lose 5 games this year and still probably finish third in our division.
All I'm going to say is you posted something on your story about, like, Baker dancing. I don't think he needs to dance. I think just be humble about it, because next week you might suck.
I don't know why we as the media, why in the media do we, like, hate on people for dancing or doing anything? Because Russell Wilson's dick is gets sucked by being Mr. Unlimited and stuff, but the one time Baker Mayfield dances after a good win, after a comeback win, losing his star receiver, throwing it to Donovan Peoples-Jones, it's like, why is in the media, like, this, the Colin Cowards and the Jason Wrights of the world,
is that,
like,
what we talk about?
Have to, like, dake on him. You know what I mean? Like, if you're telling me that he went 22 for 23 in the second half and his one incompletion was a spike.
Yes.
And there's, like, Colin Cowherd put out a tweet today. It was all like, oh, Baker Mayfield dancing, blah, 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 after beating a 1-5 team. But it's like his boy Carson Wentz tied to Joey Burrow. So it's like, why are we – Baker Mayfield, I don't know what he's actually done to deserve the hate that he gets, the continuous hate.
He's not grabbing his fucking nuts. He's not slamming a flag in the
– like, I still love – I love that.
I do too.
I thought it was great.
I love it.
Like, I don't know why we –
that's college football.
Why are we so soft today too? Like, why are we so soft and be like, we can't be competitive? If you guys hear, like, our setup going nuts right now, Vegas is getting into, like, a tropical windstorm right now. So – winter is coming.
Yeah.
I wish you guys knew that one.
I like when you're driving and it gets hella windy over here and, like, you can feel your, like, car move.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's the best.
That's awesome.
That's the best. You're just like, ooh.
You're, like, drifting, like, and then you're like, oh, there's a car next to me.
Live off the edge just a little bit, you know what I mean?
Those are, like, those 70-mile-per-hour ones. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that was the best when we were working at Maverick, too, almost falling off ladders and shit. Like, mm-hmm. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
We didn't. Who said we didn't fall off ladders, but.
I know, I should have got some workers' comp.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least.
Let's talk about your Bears, because you play tomorrow. What's your expectation tomorrow?
We'll play the Rams tomorrow. I don't know if we play. I don't think we play at home. I think we play at the Rams Stadium.
I would.
At least you know who you play this time.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's true.
You're going to watch it?
At work. Uh-huh. We'll be working. I will be on the TV, though. I have to.
Yeah, but if the Ravens are playing it.
All right. Ravens are playing, I'll take the day off. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't know, man, because we beat the Bucks and no one thought we would.
Right.
And the Rams are like a team that are like,
I disagree. I think the Rams are a very good team.
I don't know, man. You beat the Cowboys, it's not impressive.
Well, they beat the entire NFC East. That is true. Like, those are their 4 wins. It's NFC East. That's not
impressive. Yeah. The Bears have, like, a way of, like, winning by, like, very, very low margin. So it might happen we win by, like, 2 points.
Okay, and your quarterback still has a big dick. Am I right?
That's right. We'll see tomorrow. I mean, he'll probably whip it out after he throws 4 touchdown passes, something like that. I don't know.
And 2 interceptions.
I mean, as long as we have 4 touchdown passes, no big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What is your expectation for the Browns? Because obviously, the Bears. Sad Boy Zach seems to believe that this is the first year that they're a Super Bowl contender, he said.
You know, I don't see Super Bowl yet. I think we need a more, like, wide receiver, you know what I'm saying? We have, like, Allen Robinson. That shouldn't be
true. You have, like, 12 tight ends, bro. It's okay.
Jimmy Graham. All right. I honestly want an older tight end. Fuck it.
Yeah. Guy that can barely move his hips.
Exactly. Just give me Jason Witten after he's like, off the...
Sign him to a 5-year max contract.
I think we'll make it to, like, second round of playoffs, like, after the wild card. What was that, first round?
You guys will win.
Because the Packers are in there. You guys will probably make... You might win a wild card, and then you're saying make it to the divisional?
I think we're going to keep leading the division.
You're going to win the division?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers...
So watch, we play them, like, near Thanksgiving. If we beat the Packers, then I will win the division. There's no contest about that.
Yeah.
Because we'll beat the Lions again, and the Vikings are sorry-ass team this year.
I feel like our show would be a little bit funnier if one of our teams, like, absolutely sucked. Because all of our teams have had the potential to suck, but this year they just don't.
Yeah.
You know, all of our teams are winning. Teams have 4 wins right now, so...
If someone's team was the Jets, it'd be awesome.
Oh, dude. I feel like it would just be a much more funnier segments, but, like, now we're just, like, happy boys all the time. You know what I mean?
We're all satisfied.
It's very weird.
There's no one sad, and, like, usually that's my throne to claim, especially with the NFL. Like, last year, oh, God. That was incredible. It was just being me. Let me make a bold take right here. I would rather be fucking 3-13 than have a 7-9 team.
Yes.
Because a 7-9 team is like such a blue ball, like it just grabs your nuts and you teeter, and then those 7-9 teams find a way to lose like nail biters for four games.
Yeah. You're in the fucking hunt for like a month and a half. Like,
and when it comes to like December and everything, you're hoping that one of the teams is going to lose, and then somehow like three teams tie. Like it's funny when you watch Sunday Night Football and they find a way to like, well, if this happens and this happens and this happens, and it's nearly impossible. Yeah. It's awful, but I would much rather have the shittiest team, because I've had the, when we tanked for, when we sucked for Luck, it was awful, like watching Curtis Painter and like Kenny Collins break his fucking neck and shit. It was awful, but I would rather have that than what happened last year when it just teetered with me. I don't know. Am I the only one that believes in that? Or?
No, I'm good.
I mean, I feel the same way, just because I remember when we were, I don't know, 9-7 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. We needed the Ravens to lose and the Lions to tie for us to get in the playoffs. It's like, bro, how the fuck can I watch a game and hope for this team to tie?
I like when your team's like, you know, 14-2, 15-1, and you just go lose it like in the first round.
Oh,
awesome. Yeah. But a great season for to just end like
that. Yeah, I like that too. When the Colts, it was like 2011, Colts should have gone 16-0, but they decided to lose the last two games for whatever fucking reason. And then we go all the way to the Super Bowl, and my heart gets broken by Drew Brees, and he holds his fucking ugly baby.
Yeah.
And the thing has the headphones and shit.
Mm.
I just sustain. I remember crying. Wait till you guys. Well, I mean, were you in Chicago? I mean, you weren't like a big football guy when the Bears went to the Super Bowl.
11, you know, I watched here and there.
Yeah.
I wasn't too into the Jay Cutler era.
Well, what about the Sexy Rexy era?
Mm. For sure, no.
See, I was. Yeah. I've been a Colts fan, dog.
For sure, no.
I've seen the triumphs and failures. I did want to ask Sadboy Zach before we move on to the college segment. What did you think about Baker's? He put out a quote, and it was saying 4-2 has never felt more like 0-6. What was your take on that?
I see what he's saying, because the fucking two games we've lost are divisional games.
Yeah.
So we can't really sit here and complain about being third place in our division with five wins, because we lost to the Steelers. We got embarrassed by the Steelers, really.
And embarrassed the Ravens, right? Yeah.
So I see what he's saying. Like, our wins might not be the best. Sorry.
When's the next couple divisional games that you have? Because those are going to be, like, very big.
Well, we don't play the Bengals anymore. We've already beat them twice. We have the Raiders next. And then I believe the Steelers are our last game of the season. I don't know when we play the Ravens. Couple weeks.
Damn, man. The AFC North. It's like, why can't all of our divisions be like the NFC East? Yes. Like, it'd just be so much fun. Andy Dalton got completely knocked the soul out of him today.
That was awful. I thought he lost his life, honestly. It was like a dead body over there.
I was like, oh my gosh. My mom's an R-word fan. Well, we don't say the R-word here. So she's a football team fan. And like, she's watching it, and she, like, the hate that she has for the Cowboys is just so funny to me.
She was like, yeah.
No.
Decapitated.
I mean, if you watch the hit that happened, it was so unnecessary, bro. But it was like one of those things where it's like, she's a football fan, but I wouldn't say that she's like a football guy. You know? Like, I'm a football guy. Like, I know what's right and wrong, but she's like, I just don't understand why that's illegal. And I was like, Mom, if that was me, like, you would be.
She would be running on the field for us.
She would have been carrying on X game mode, you know what I mean? So, anyways, let's go to college.
A lot to talk about here.
So, I don't know who's, like, what are your college teams? Like, mine's Wisconsin, obviously.
Obviously, Ohio State.
Ohio State, okay. I don't even know what yours is, man.
I feel like everyone in 2009 to 2012 was like an Oregon fan, but I was an Oregon fan like Dennis Dixon. I don't know why. I don't know if you guys remember. You used to play jersey, all the NCAA games. What's that?
Don't you have that jersey? What Oregon jersey?
I have Kenyon Barner.
Yeah. That's
what it is. And then I have another one. I think I had LaMichael James. But like, and the fact that like I even know those names should prove that I was an actual Oregon fan. I went to a couple Oregon games, stuff like that. So I used to like rep them hardcore. And then when I got into high school and everything, and then all of my friends were like committing to schools and everything, I just kind of stopped.
Kind of became a fan of where they're going a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't. I just wasn't repping everyone else as hard as I. You know what I mean? It was more fun to see. Like, if one of my boys was playing against Oregon, which happened, I was rooting for them rather than Oregon. You know what I mean? But for this segment, I will rep UNLV because I watched the UNLV game. And UNR. I'll rep all of Nevada.
Yeah. Well, before we start talking about UNLV, we've got a few things to say about them. But Wisconsin fan Badgers, we beat Illinois. Big for me because last year we lost to them in a quite embarrassing fashion, and there was like a humongous upset. You know, and now they have a freshman quarterback who threw like 5 tubs, unheard of in Wisconsin culture, because all our we get white quarterbacks and they all suck most of the time. This guy though,
you know how he is. Those quarterbacks.
Come on, man. But so funny story. This weekend, I was kind of, I guess, like forced to go to this Nebraska Huskers game.
Oh boy!
Interesting choice of words.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt in a couple days when she hears.
No, I didn't mind it. It was just like, yeah, you're going. I was like, all right, let's go.
It's not rape if you like it.
I didn't want to say married into it because you know that's wrong terminology. But
probably better than forced.
Yeah. Well. You know.
Yeah.
But so the game was like at 9 a.m. like Vegas time, which is like 11 a.m. in Nebraska. Oh no, they were playing in Ohio.
Yeah.
And it was against Ohio State. And her mom.
Clarifying.
Yeah, just make sure. They were. What was I trying to say?
He's at a loss for words because he knows he's gonna get fucked up like, when she hears this.
I'm already like thinking about the message.
He's sweating right now. He's nervous.
But we were at this bar. And the thing, it was at 9 a.m. and we had to be there at 7 a.m. at the bar to reserve seating. It was that deep.
Mm, wow.
And we're in Las Vegas. This was a Nebraska Huskers dedicated bar, and they had like the whole thing set up with like the, you know, the mascot. No, I don't know what they call him. Lil Boy. His name was Lil Boy.
Sure. Lil Boy.
Lil Red.
Wow, dude, you're just digging yourself into a deeper hole. Yeah. She probably gave you the entire history of the Go Big Red theme. Like,
no, I didn't. I saw that the mom was a super fan, and that while we were there, they actually ordered me a Husker shirt. You know, that's how it's gonna be.
Jesus Christ! Like, you're willing to wear that, like knowing that you guys are like rivals and stuff like that.
Listen, and then here's
how
the thing.
Pussy whipped are you?
I wasn't like, yeah, I'll wear it. She's like, I'm gonna get you the shirt. You're gonna have to wear. I mean, her mom was like, "You can't wear this. You can't wear anything else around me." But the problem is that I'm invited to their house next week, Wisconsin versus Nebraska game.
And dude, I will
best
pull
believe
your...
I'm not wearing no Nebraska.
Okay, gear. I was about to say I'll pull your man card quick.
No. Quick. I'm wearing. I was debating wearing Wisconsin gear to the Huskers bar, and mom was like, "Well, she's like being for real. She's like, I won't let you go. I will kick you out gladly." And I was like, "Okay." Well,
I feel like that's a flex, if you ask me.
That would be a flex, you know. But next week, they're going to hate me for sure. There's going to be some words. You know, if there's some
fists.
One too many beers, there might be a scrap, you know.
Yeah, oh, I mean, hopefully the running back from last year who happens to be on the Colts, say his name the way that you like to say it.
Dude, back where we're from, we call him Justin.
Yeah, Justin Taylor.
Come on, man.
A.K.A. Jonathan Taylor. you know, hopefully he comes back and plays. Just one more snap for you guys.
Nah, we're good.
So let's talk about that Nebraska game real quick. Shout out to Haskell Garrett, man. We had talked to him about him when that awful atrocity kind of happened to him earlier on this year, and he ended up getting defensive player of the game. So it's like stuff like that, man, makes us so happy to see stuff like that. But what was it like going to that bar and them getting their ass handed to him?
You know, it was funny because they scored the first drive.
Yeah.
Energy, impeccable. You know, everyone's like, yeah, we're fucking winning this game. They don't know what's coming,
mm-hmm.
type shit, you know.
And then typical Nebraska
fans. As the game goes on, you know, energy wears out, you know, and they start getting, you know, touchdown after touchdown, interception, you know. It's not fun no more. You could tell that the beers were piling up on the table, and they're like, just give me more buckets now.
Yeah.
You know.
So you think the owner of that bar would rather people
lose
and he's making more money?
Well, I think either way, they're going to keep drinking. Win or lose.
Oh, it's the Nebraska blood in them.
They'd probably stay a little longer if they won, you know.
Right. More rounds. Yeah. And it's funny, after I walked out, you know, people gathered up in the front, all just talking about, we fucking sucked on this play. Quarterback, sorry ass motherfucker. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And the next week is going to be, we got this. Wisconsin, fuck you type shit, you know.
Right.
It's all good.
You're going back to that bar, right?
No, it's going to be at the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your house?
No.
So you're going to some...
I'm going to Husker territory. Yeah.
Wow.
Corn and everything.
Yeah. Ohio State they looked good. They just have studs all around.
Justin Fields looks a little thinner, in my opinion. Better.
Thinner.
They made a humongous deal. They made a humongous deal by his diet on TV. Really? Like, I was like, is this, like, serious? Because they're like, he changed, because they first talked about how he did the We Want to Play petition. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, and his new diet, blah, blah, blah. They kept talking about it, a whole segment about it. And I was like, what does his diet have to do? Cardale Jones
at 250 won a fucking national championship. Yeah. I don't think they're worried about his weight.
Yeah.
Probably not, but he did pretty good.
We played against their right guard, Wyatt Davis. Mm. Funny stories about that.
Funny stories about that. Right. How about that? How about that Penn State call?
Who was it again?
They played Indiana. I really liked what you said in our group chat, yeah. Zach. So I'm gonna let you explain it because I thought that was probably the most well put thing.
I personally love the call. You're going for two. You're an underdog on the road. Shouldn't be in this game at all. Like, not
especially
even close.
Not against a good Penn State.
No, that's should not be in the game.
Right.
It was called a touchdown on the field.
Yep.
I love it. Don't change it.
And let's make it clear though about the what a review. Excuse me, a review is. It has to be undisputable evidence, and that was way too close. So it, had it been, they stopped the. They would have said, "Hey, he didn't make it in the end zone on the play call on the field." Then
perfect.
Don't change it either. Yeah. Don't change it either. But you got to stick by your gun. And that's what were you gonna say, Ali Rock?
I wasn't really about like the game, but I heard it was maybe FanDuel. They were refunding people their money who bet on the game.
They did that for the Max Holloway fight too.
Yeah, but that's not. That wasn't a like. Max Holloway actually got robbed. Penn State didn't get robbed. Penn State should
play
put
a bad game.
Penn State should win 20 by 20 points at least to Indiana.
I see.
I'll talk about UNLV and UNR. Yeah. So first game, watch UNR. Shout out to the people that have been on the pod. That includes JoJo Claiborne, that made his first collegiate start, and Chris Lappin, who played. Stoy's out right now, but he'll be coming back. He'll be coming back. And so it was interesting to see UNR. They really did good on that air raid offense. I was talking with some people to be unnamed. They should have beat Wyoming by at least 20 points at least.
They were underdogs though.
Right, but if you watch the game, they just made so many mistakes to the point where they could have been up at one point 28-6, and they weren't. There was like a punt return where they got a touchdown, then came back, just entered a fumble. It wasn't an interception. It was a fumble. And then just a couple other errors and stuff like that. And I think they were significantly better than that Wyoming team.
Yeah.
And I think what that comes down to, if you ask me, is just coaching. But I also think the lack of fall camp, the lack of stuff like that. But other than that, their offense seemed to really, like, be looking good. Their quarterback's pretty solid, Carson Strong. They had that really good air raid. Elijah Cooks is a demigod. And the crazy thing about that is, coming from the Mountain West, he'll probably be like a six-round pick.
Yeah.
But he'll be, to me, he looks like one of those guys that will be like an Antonio Brown. The fact of, like, hey, be being like a six, you know, one of those guys that a sleeper and then makes a hell of a career. I mean, he was snagging the ball. Yeah. He was suspended too from the UNLV incident, so he didn't get to play the first half. But the first play he gets in, jumps one-handed catch. It was sick. And then shout out to my boy Jack Powers, who made a sack and everything like that to seal the game and stuff like that. It was awesome. Fast forward to the UNLV game. Shout out to Adam Plant Jr., who has been on the podcast. First collegiate start, first collegiate sack. Played his ass off, but his team is just not very good. UNLV. They can't bridge the gap right now. That offense looked like shit.
Yeah.
Pure shit. Went through three quarterbacks. Just couldn't get the ball moving. It had one good drive, and then the drive, when they get that drive, they missed the extra point. It's just like one of the things that UNLV's always done. However, I do believe in Marcus Arroyo. I think this is the first time that UNLV's had a legitimate head coach in a long time. Like a legitimate guy that seems to be doing all the things right. I mean, they have UNLV has new edits, new stuff like that. It's interesting, man. It's interesting to see what the UNLV can do. Their defense is really not all that bad, but
at least they have nice jerseys. When
they do have some sick jerseys, and the Cannon game. Out. The Cannon game is coming up this week on Halloween, which is kind of sick. So
that's pretty cool.
To see UNR and UNLV play will be a fun game.
That's right.
And then other than that, it was.
Wait, where is it this year?
It's here at Allegiant Stadium. I might be in attendance. Yeah, that's awesome. Attendance next week, so we'll see. Got to talk to the guys at Dickey's.
That'd be cool for both teams, honestly.
What's that?
That'd be cool for both teams.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, an NFL stadium like that? Yeah, absolutely.
And that's their first game, too, right? First game at Allegiant against UNR.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, yeah. Canon game. Imagine that.
A rivalry game.
It's just going to be tough for UNLVBs. They just got their ass handed to them. Yeah. And UNR is coming off of a really good win because last year they got their asses handed to them by Wyoming. So it's like, you know, it's fun because the rivalry games are usually the last games of the year, but this is the second one. So a lot of implications. But bold take, I do think that this Nevada team can fuck around and win a Mountain State Championship.
Oh.
They just got to get through, you know, the top dogs, which is Boise State. Boise State has ran the Mountain West for a long time. But the way that they played and the way that they were carrying themselves, they might fuck around and win the Mountain State Championship. They might. That was the most talented team I've seen of UNR since Colin Kaepernick days.
Mm.
Deadass.
Speaking of Kaepernick, I think he got put in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah,
good
man.
At UNR.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. So, good for him. And
he was like the first quarterback to have what? It was like 10,000 passing, 4,000 rushing?
Yeah, it was.
That Colin Kaepernick days in college, like, I do remember him beating Boise State, and it was like a big deal, like seeing UNR ranked like 15 and shit. Like, imagine that. Remember the Colin Kaepernick versus like Kellen Moore and shit like that? Like, those were sick rivalries. Sick rivalries, man.
That's right.
Anything else people want to say? It's cool to see College Game Day. Like, I actually woke up pretty early on Saturday. Let's just talk about Saturday real quick, because while you guys were being sad and anything like that, and you watched your girlfriend's team get their fucking lights just knocked out, I was watching people fight in a cage. Cool. Shout out Habib. Stuff like that. I'll get to that later. Actually, we'll get to that later.
I think now we can talk about fantasy real quick. Jackson, I'm going to just let you talk real quick.
Oh, fantasy. The reason why I'm saying that I should talk real quick, I am like wiping my 2 inches right across Ally Rock's face right now in fantasy.
And there's this is the thing. All right. I look at it. I look at it this morning because I kind of forgot.
Not a true fantasy guy if you forget.
Let me see my thing real quick. I'm like, I forgot to check my team. And I check and like, you know, literally half my roster has a bye week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fuck, I need to drop some players, get this running back, get this and that. Mm-hmm. And I ended up doing all this, and I didn't press, like, save on a thing.
Yep.
And I ended up I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. Fucking fucked up my whole thing. I got, like, 3 bye players sitting on my roster, getting 0 points. Cam Newton gave me negative fucking points.
Yeah, negative. Imagine that.
Guy like you drafted Cam Newton in fantasy.
Listen, he had a good like 2 games.
A guy like you.
He had like 20 points. One game.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. I think I'm beating you by like 80 right now, which is just demoralizing.
I know.
So I wanted to talk because I want to talk to Sad Boy Zach about this because I feel like I just somehow pulled the nastiest trade off in fantasy history. I feel like I just snagged your shit, and you offered me the trade. Like, when I looked at it, I was like, wow. So let me – I got to go to the league, and then I have to go to league info, I think, or something like that. There's something – a roster, and then pending moves. Okay. So we have a group chat, 2 inches deep, fantasy football, and – you know, the trade deadline is coming up, so we wanted to get some trades in, figure out what we can do. I got to make a final push, right? And I need receivers. I've been plagued with injuries. Julio Jones has been inconsistent. He was out for a little bit, so I've needed receivers, and I was like, what can I give up? Well, Sad Boy Zach needed running backs, right?
Bad.
And my first couple running backs that I picked were on injured reserve, so I picked up a couple other ones, and he needed them too, and I was like, I need receivers. So we talked in the group chat, and this is the deal that we made. Sad Boy Zach is going to receive Melvin Gordon and Joshua Kelly, Melvin Gordon being the running back for the Los Angeles Chargers, Melvin Gordon is Denver Broncos, Joshua Kelly, Los Angeles Chargers. I receive Leonard Fournette and Deebo Samuel. And I just feel like that's so disrespectful because if you look at the statistics today, and when you showed me it, I was like, man, I'm so glad he's taking these people off of me. Now, Melvin Gordon got 12 points because he scored a touchdown, but he had 2 fumbles. So it was looking really bleak towards the end, and those were just garbage yards. And then Joshua Kelly got like 29 yards today. So I was like, wow. And I want to look at Deebo Samuel's stuff. And the thing I'm so excited to use him is because he, for whatever reason, gets reverses. He gets a whole lot. So I want to, like, how much did he eat for you today, Zach?
Let me see.
I'll just say
Deebo Samuel got 12.2 points, but like I said, I mean, those are solid points that you can take. So he got 12.2 points, but I'm looking forward to it, and I felt like it was pretty disrespectful, but I wanted to hear your perspective on it, what you were thinking behind the trade.
Well, my running backs at the time were Leonard Fournette.
Yep.
And Frank Gore.
Oh, Frank Gore, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because listen, though, I have Nick Chubb and Christian McCaffrey on my bench.
So you weren't really expecting to never use those. You just had those guys to be
fillers. I just needed someone for
2 weeks. Yeah, 1 week.
And so Christian McCaffrey comes back. Yep. Because Frank Gore, I just could not stand to see in my lineup, honestly. Mm. And my receivers, I think, are absolutely elite. Devontae Adams.
Yep, he balled.
Kenny Galloway.
Yep, I wanted him.
And DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
So Deebo Samuel, I'm like, all right, you can have that. Like, at the end of the day, I don't really care about him. He wasn't really even on my roster. Like, he was on my roster, but he never really made the lineup until all these injuries. I'd throw him in at flex because I didn't have a running back.
See, that's where I'm excited because, like I said, I didn't really have a lot of depth at receiver. So, for me, it felt like a really good opportunity for people that I really didn't use either. I picked up Joshua Kelly after Austin Eckler got hurt, and he just didn't do squat diddly shit for me. Mm. And Leonard Fournette actually played his ass off today, so I was like, I'm actually looking forward to it. But looking forward to seeing how that trade pays off for us.
I'm excited.
Pays off for us. I mean, we're getting to that home stretch here shortly for playoffs, and it's going to be interesting for fantasy football. More updates to come, for sure. That's Ali Rock is going to not make the playoffs for the third year in a row.
Yeah, if I'm not the dumbass, I wonder who is. So let's just move on to our next segment.
Transition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not
dumb. What a knee slapper.
Dumbass of the week.
Brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Legit.
Who likes to start?
I can start because we just kind of talked about football, and after this, I kind of want to go down a different route.
That's right. Actually, since we're kind of still on the topic of football.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mine's sort of related to this.
Mine's related to football as well.
Oh, so we're all have football guys?
You have football as well?
I have a football guy. Oh, wait, excuse me. No, my dumbass is... Actually, no. I was going to mix it up.
Okay, I'll start.
Go ahead.
So, my dumbass of the week is Troy Aikman and Joe Buck.
Mm.
So, I guess they got caught on the hot mic. Mm-hmm. And it was like a recording, I guess, of like a video recording.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, so apparently they were just like talking about...
And this is typical Ali Rock fashion. Oh, my gosh.
I just heard it. And, you know, whatever the views are, it's cool. But there was a flyover. Well, you know, the military flyover where they fly the planes over an empty stadium, like no fans. Mm-hmm. And they were saying how stupid it was and like they're wasting taxpayer money, this and that.
Mm-hmm. You know, either I can't help himself with the political stuff.
I mean, I didn't say anything, but they said it. And
you said they're dumbasses.
Right.
Well, then they're not dumb for saying that stuff. It's just like...
You agree.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder who you're voting for.
I'm not saying they could be stupid for saying it. They could not be, but... They're stupid for just allowing them to get caught. You know, like if you know you're held to that standard and you can get fired for that too, why do that? You know, or and then their excuse. I read an article about it because I was trying to find out what the deal was.
Yeah.
And then they were saying, well, we were just reciting an earlier conversation that we heard someone else say.
See, that should be the dumbass.
That's why they're dumb because they look so guilty. You know.
Like, if you're going to lie about a situation like that, find a better lie.
I think they didn't get their gig this week because of the...
Did, like, Joe Buck get spanked and not allowed to do the World Series because he's been doing the World Series since...
I actually have no clue. Probably, honestly.
I don't know. He might have got to put on timeout.
This one shouldn't come as a surprise. So, I saw Barstool Sportsbook. I think it was Barstool. Tweeted, like, this video. And they took the... video of Daniel Jones running and falling on the whatever yard line, 10-yard line.
Oh.
And it was the throughout the game their win percentage. And it going up, and then it just fucking crashed.
Yeah.
So Daniel Jones is my dumbass just because
I don't know how you
the field fall. Sniper, man.
He should have done some statistical data because he's a Duke guy. Mm. Should have kind of known, you know what I mean, not to do that.
But the trajectory of your running angle.
Exactly. He should have done some geometry.
And honestly, it's a touchdown. Your team could have won.
Oh, yeah. If they get that touchdown, they win the game.
Yeah, stupid.
It's crazy.
Stupid.
And then now Colin Cowherd has to talk about how Carson Wentz is a once in a generational quarterback, and he beats the Giants, and he's praised, and he's, dude, he made one of the boldest takes about how Aaron Rodgers is a loser and doesn't want to ever come back in a game, but Carson Wentz will always fight. And I was just like, wow. Unfortunately, though, that is not my dumbass of the week. I got to put myself back into the lineup for being dumbass of the week. It's been a long time coming. It has been
a couple weeks.
I feel like it's been a couple months, but, like, you know, I'm not a big wine guy, probably because I'm single, and, like, I feel like that's the ultimate sad boy move if you have wine by yourself, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, one of those, you're probably an accountant or something like that. Right. You read a book before you go to bed because you're a try-hard type guy with a glass of wine and maybe like a slice of cheese or something like that. You know what I mean? You wear a tie every day. Like that's how wine guys are, I feel. And that's just not me. That's just not me. But this weekend on Saturday was UFC 254. And if you guys know me, for the newcomers that are listening to our show, I am a UFC slut. I do an event every month. You guys are definitely sad boys for not showing up, either one of you.
I had
work. One had a solid excuse. One had a decent excuse.
I showed up later.
You didn't show up for the fight at all.
No, I showed up later.
Yeah. One, like I said, one had a solid excuse. One had a decent excuse. Anywho, so prior, you know, it was a morning fight, and which was weird. So brewskis just didn't sound good at 11 a.m. So I was like, let's get some champagne and do some mimosas. You know what I mean? Okay. Like that sounds kind of good. Like do that. Well, what ended up happening is, like I said, I'm not a wine guy. So I went and got champagne, thought was champagne, but I got all Moscato.
14 bottles of face ass.
I got like 3 bottles of Moscato, which was not champagne.
Right.
So everyone just started drinking wine.
So everyone had like the weirdest.
You still mimosa'd it up though?
Mimosa'd it up. Oh, wow. Well, I didn't realize until I opened it and I was like,
we're here now.
Yeah.
So it's some really, and the wine people are probably like, oh my God, this guy's cringe. Let me just tell you that those those mimosas were real sweet.
Yeah.
Real sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Got the job done?
It got the job done. I mean, it did what it had to do. And then stuff like that. And then also, like, since we're on the topic of alcohol right now, I just thought, like, a Guinness would sound good because I've never had it.
It's terrible, right?
Kind of shitty right now. No, like, it's not tasting good.
You got the wrong one there. That one's Stout.
Yep.
That is not the regular Guinness. That one is the worst fucking one.
Yeah, it tastes like shit.
It's like super, super bad. Like the regular Guinness actually tastes pretty good.
Like, bro, I feel like I've had 6 sushi rolls and they all had too much soy sauce because I don't know what this flavor is that I'm drinking. And like, I'm going through with it, but it just doesn't taste good.
Worse than an IPA.
Yeah, if you guys know, I don't like IPAs.
I don't like them either, honestly.
And this is, Sad Boy Zach loves IPAs. Like one time he was like, hey, bro, you want a beer? I was like, yeah. And then he gave me like, this rainbow, it was like a rainbow covered, like groovy, and it had like a peace sign on it. I was like, what the hell is this? He's like, bro, it's an IPA. Like IPAs taste like dried out farts from like 6 dudes and a single,
like a strong single one, file so strong.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm looking forward to my sad boy though. But let's go to our next segment.
Next segment we have our Mount Flushmore. So recently we've done a lot of Mount Rushmore stuff on here, but we used to do Mount Flushmore on Wednesdays. We thought we'd switch it up this week because Wednesdays are a serious talk. We don't want to be too funny, but we can be as funny as we want on Sundays. So I think this week we have to do a Flushmore. Obviously, it's the opposite of a Rushmore, so yeah. Kind of the worst things you could do. And I thought of something like I popped into my head. I was like thinking about minor inconveniences that may ruin your day.
Yes.
You know, like little things like around the house or in the workspace, you're like, just fucking, you know, clench your fucking fist, grind your teeth type shit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, since we usually do that, we do the numbers.
That's right.
The game to start it off. And I completely forgot that this is a segment, so this is just coming off the top of my head, but I got like 12 on deck, so I'm ready.
I like that.
Siri, pick a number between 1 and 100.
It's 16.
Okay, so I start off.
All right.
Okay, so this is like a day ruiner off top. If you forget that you have like, if you don't have any deodorant or toothpaste in the morning, your day is destined to be like shitty. Like if you don't have like, or your deodorant breaks on you. Mm. Like you guys ever had that when you're like doing one swipe and it's only one arm? You just gotta
pick up the little thing and
like. Yes, bro. And you're like, come on, bro. And then like you're self-conscious for the rest of the day. Because you're like,
do I smell?
Do I like, I know this side smells right. good, but what about this side?
I'm like,
and then it ruins it. Or if you don't have any toothpaste and you gotta go with the mouthwash or some shit like that, it's like, come on, bro.
Or this where you're like, you're late and you rush and you forget to brush your teeth or don't. And you're like, ah.
Oh, dude, I'll be late. I'll be late before I don't brush my teeth.
I've done it once or twice where I'm like, oh, I fucking hate this shit.
Yeah.
Finger.
or the good thing is, like, now we have all masks, so you just smell your hot ass breath if you have to. You know what I mean? That's awful.
Fog up your glasses, like me.
But go ahead, Subway Zach.
The worst thing I feel like is if you wake up and you forget to charge your phone.
Damn it. That's a good one.
It's like fucking 16%. You're like, here we go.
Yeah. Or like you put it on the charger and it doesn't charge.
Oh, that's even worse.
Like, what the fuck did I do? Because then what happens with that is like you go to the bathroom because you needed shit all day and you're like, I'm about to take 10 minutes off my workload right now. And then you're like, oh, my phone's dead. Now I'm going to take a 2-minute shit because I have no purpose of being here anymore. What a pick.
That's a great one, yeah.
What a pick.
I love that. All right, right here. This one is, you know, if I go in somewhere to get something to eat really quick, Starbucks run. So, it's your favorite, like, food place, they don't have your meal, your favorite food. Mm. They're like, yeah, we're out of that. Or if it's like, you like want this?
At 8:45.
We don't have that. And you're like, ah, well, I came here just for that reason, but, you know, I don't bug about them. I'm like, oh, well, next time you guys should have it, I just walk out, you know. Oh, thanks, guys. Or I suck it up and get something I don't like, you know.
You're about to have super bad karma now for saying that shit. Everyone's going to come to Dickies this week at like 8:52 and be like, where's my ribs?
Right. We're out. And then we fucking start bitching at me. It's all good. And then I go to...
You get another one, yep.
All right. So this one is... every week or every time I do this. This one is, you know, if you just showered and you go through like your underwear drawer and you know how like I have some pairs of underwear that I always like wear because they're like the best ones and some of them are like I buy and like they don't fit right so I just leave them in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the pairs that you like usually put on are not there, and you just have the shitty pairs there.
Yeah,
and you're like, you gotta take it off.
Yeah, because I do have like 3 pairs of underwears that I'm like, I will never wear these out willingly.
Yeah. Right,
like but these are still here because I'm not gonna get rid of them just in case. And then it's like, oof, those are so uncomfortable. Too. Good picks.
Or like if there's like a hole in your underwear or your socks, and you're just like,
yeah,
I don't have any other pairs of socks. Where the one with the holes in it?
Yeah,
I usually end up throwing them away because I just can't deal with that shit.
Right. I like that. So I have like a little it's not a twofer, it's the same topic, but your day will be shitty. It's like a minor inconvenience if you don't wake up and you don't have morning wood. Okay, so if you don't have morning wood, that's like, am I okay?
What's going on here?
However, flip side of the coin, if you have morning wood for more than like 6 minutes and you're getting up and dicks all out and you're like, you're 2-inch knockers there and you're like, bro, come on, like what's going on here? Like I got shit to do, like I don't have enough time for this right now, and it's not going away. And then you gotta go take a piss with the morning
wood. Yeah, the piss is
weird. Awkward sitting on
the
toilet.
It's just like dude, you know what I mean? It's like you gotta find that groove. That's the worst right there. But morning wood, the lack of or too much of can really throw off my day. Like really throw off my day because then I just start thinking about it. I'm like, damn.
Like if it's a lack of, you're like, damn, am I good? Am I a man?
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, you know what I mean? Did I not get enough testosterone going on? Like what's going on? And then if I have too much, am I lonely?
Right.
Am I not ready for the day?
Right. You know, it's the mental game. It's the mental game with it.
If the dick's not up, I'm not up. You know, type shit. Right.
So, have you ever, like, woke up? Let's say your alarm's at, like, 6. 5:56. You're like, fuck. Wake up. Check your phone. You're like, damn, dude. Like, there's not even a point for me to try to go back to sleep for 3 minutes. Waking up before your alarm is like the biggest day killer for me.
Really?
Yeah, I hate that shit.
I'm ready before my alarm is.
No, I hate that shit. That's a good perspective on it.
I hate oversleeping your alarm and it's going off and you just don't hear it.
Yeah.
That's
never happened to me because I'm such a light sleeper.
You are.
I'll fucking get up.
You fucking like, jump out of bed one day. I was like, Jackson, fucking.
Dude, I'm ready.
Holy shit.
I feel like anyone that wakes me up during my sleep, it's an attack. You're getting me out of a vulnerable state.
I can't wait till you, you know, start owning weapons and shit. Start, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's good?
Yeah. Good morning.
That is, see, I understand that because there's a lot of people that go through that, Zach. I'm just so different because, like, if I do it before, like, if I wake up before my alarm, I'm like, yeah, you fucking pussy to the
turn
alarm.
That bitch off.
Like, I'm like, yeah, damn right I did. I'm that guy. But I understand that too. I understand. So, okay. You get one, just so we can clarify.
All right, cool. All right. This one. I love taking my showers and I love using products in my hair.
I'm glad you clean yourself, bud.
I have to sometimes. And sometimes.
Doesn't brush his teeth, though.
No, that's where he draws the line.
Right. No, yeah. I try to brush my teeth every day, but there's some days.
Some days, like, you just gotta go stink breath.
So this one, I usually don't check if I have like shampoo, conditioner, body wash in the shower. I expect it to be there.
Right.
But when I run out, I don't throw it away. I just kind of leave it there. And then I love when I get in and I start, you know, showering using shampoo. And I used to be a shampoo and conditioner guy, like separate bottles.
Oh, as you God. Should.
Yes. And it got to the point where I ran out of conditioner always before. And I mean, I used to have a little longer hair. You can't do shampoo and no conditioner because then the hair is just not right. It's dried.
Yeah, it's not soft either. Yeah.
But you can't have that. It ruins your day. So at that point, you know, I get fucking pissed. And it got to the point where I was so pissed, I just had to get 2-in-1. Bro, I couldn't run the risk because at that point, I could, you know, it was like it happened on a Tuesday. And my family doesn't go shopping until a Saturday. And I'm not going to go to the store and just get myself a humongous bottle of conditioner out of in the middle of the week.
I'm going to make like two bold takes right here. One, I'm not a morning shower guy.
Mm.
I have to shower.
And the reason why I'm not is because I can't go to bed dirty. Like, it's just a weird thing. Like, if I've done anything throughout the day.
Yeah, two showers is optimal.
You're two shower, you guys are two shower guys?
Like, I don't do two showers night, every like, day, but when I'm like, yeah, I sweat a lot today,
see,
two showers.
See, I'm a one shower type guy, and then I wash my face, like, in the morning, and that's what wakes me up.
Okay.
But, and so I know that. And then let's talk about this, like, 2-in-1 type thing, because for me, like, that philosophy of, like, 2-in-1 is actually, like, zero. Like, it cancels itself out in my eyes for whatever reason, because it's like, this is...
Well, listen,
this is not.
I've
how
told,
can you have both?
I brought 2-in-1 on our when me and Brianna went on a trip, and she's like, "What is this?" I was like, "That's my shampoo and conditioner." She's like, "In one bottle?" Like she couldn't comprehend like 2-in-1. She's like, "You're fucking repulsive."
Exactly.
And all the girls are, and she told the girls, and they're like, "What? No fucking way!"
Break up with him.
Literally. And then I'm like, "Touch my hand. Touch. Okay, your hair feels fine."
Smell it too.
Well, I'm like Head and Shoulders. Come on, what can
you
fucking go wrong?
Yeah, everything feels fine, and then you start shaking your head. Next thing you know, just dandruff.
Hair falls out.
Yeah, the 3-in-1.
Yeah, the
bike. Yeah.
6-in-1 with the car wash and everything.
Yeah,
it's a face wash as well.
Change your oil with it.
Yeah, toothpaste too. Oh, I forgot you don't use that. Anywho,
charcoal powder. Nah, face mask
right there. So I have. We all have two more, right?
Yes.
So if you ever like wake up too quick and then you get up and I'm like I have to like actually walk and get up.
Yeah.
And usually when I do that too quick, I know when I'm really tired, when I'm a little dizzy. But what happens is when you're a little dizzy and discombobulated, I'll fucking hit my toe on something.
Mm.
And if you wake up hitting your toe on something or you trip, because I fell down the stairs numerous times before. Obviously, I'm just not very well coordinated. But I fell down the stairs before or I've like hit my toe like right on the edge of something. Mm. I just get pissed for the rest of the day. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Like, this is how we're gonna start it.
Yeah, like you start off with a negative thing. So,
One big thing: if you guys have a dog, he has to go out 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Just crying. It's like, bro, fuck. Then you can never go back to sleep.
It's like, hey, restless sleep.
Yeah, that shit ruins my day.
Dude, that's why you gotta get doggy door.
In an apartment.
Dude, they have those ones where you can fit them in the sliding door.
It'll run, though. That's the thing.
Oh,
it'll
true.
Take off.
Yeah, you're right.
His ass won't come back.
This one for me. I got one more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I used to be a humongous cereal guy.
Oof.
I used to love eating
cereal. We did cereals on our list.
That's right. That's right. Go check
it out. The OGs remember.
Mm-hmm. And I believe cereal hits different in the morning, obviously. It used to be my go-to before school, when I was in high school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing was when you pour yourself a fresh bowl and you open the fridge and there's no milk. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know, this was my breakfast.
Are you a water guy? Like, do you put water in it?
Yeah, at that point, it's just like, let me just throw the cereal out, you know? Like, what's that? What's the actual point of doing that? Not almond milk either. I've tried it before. Terrible decisions. It's basically water.
I think almond milk depends
heavy cream,
on the cereal.
Success.
It depends. Like, you can do some almond milk and like CT Crunch and it's actually not bad.
Like maybe Honey Nut Cheerios, but
if you do like almond milk and like Captain Crunch, it ruins the entire thing.
Lucky
or like
Charms.
Lucky Charms, it's like, bro, you're defeating it. Like, you're not killing
this isn't the point of cereal.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Absolutely hate that.
So my last pick is, like, I'm a big music guy at night in my car. Like, I can never fall asleep with music or anything like that, but when I'm in my car at night, I blast my shit, right? Mm-hmm. So when I wake up in the morning and I get my car to go to work or go to school or anything, and I I'm halfway. This used to happen all the time in America, but I'll be, like, halfway asleep as I'm driving. And my fucking volume on my car is, like, at 60 or as the max, and I wake up and I'm like, like, that's the worst day. And you just kind of know your day's going to be shitty if you wake up and your ears start bleeding and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So that's, like, one of those where it's happened numerous times before. And, like, now I literally tried to train myself to make sure it's, like, okay. Like, it's like when you're teaching a new kid how to drive a car and everything like that. It's like, well, now I have to turn down my knob all the way all right. So that I don't blast my shit. And now even in the morning I can't listen to rap.
No, it's
because I gotta go in like with some like smooth jazz or anything like that, because if I wake up to like some 50 or like some Lil Baby and shit, like I'm just gonna be pissed off all day, you know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
I gotta go like some Smokey or some Marvin Gaye to start it off, you know what I mean?
I love that.
Let me sex you up. All right, but that was my last pick.
My last one is, you're getting ready for work wherever you're going, you're a little late, let's say, hop in your car, fucking gotta get gas. Let me come off 50 bucks right now, fill up my tank, and then go to work or whatever it is. That shit.
And you don't really think about it. Like, when you go home, you're like, I got gas, whatever. I got enough to get to the gas station. And then when you leave like 10 minutes before your
are you starts. Guys, in refers to gas, are you guys like fill up when you get on the light? Or are you guys like a quarter tank kind of guy, half tank kind of guy? Like, what are you guys when you fill up? Because I fill up when I don't have any.
Yeah, I test my luck. I get real close.
Really?
Yeah, I play real close to the line there.
It's a little adrenaline rush, you know? It's like when that lightning bolt hits your penis a little bit like that, and you're like, ooh.
My
live off the edge.
My gas meter, if you go to like, there's like another setting, and it'll tell you how many miles until empty.
Yeah.
Once you get below 10, it just says low. So I like playing this game where once it says low, I'm like, all right, I probably got like 12. Not 10. Like, let's, they probably give me a couple.
I can say in all my life, I've never ran out of gas, like legitimately ran out of gas on the road. And I just can't imagine the anxiety of actually running out of gas on the road.
I've never had the issue, but my mom actually, when we had this beater, it was like a Chevy, man, I don't even know what it was. It was like a small ass little car. And it was a beater, for sure. Beat the fuck up. Like, paint peeling on it and shit. And, you know, had dents in the door and everything. The tires were, like, those, like, nasty-ass, like, spare, all the spare tires.
Yeah.
And we were at the grocery store, and the car wouldn't start because there's no gas. And my mom was, like, calling me. She's like, what do I do? Like, I don't have gas. I can't walk anywhere. There's no gas station for, like, miles away. My dad's like, bro, I got you. Just shake the car. So we rocked the car. Best believe it started.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know how Ivan just starts makeshifting, like,
inventions. He's like, dude, just shake the car.
Like, what's Ivan's IQ? Is he smarter than Albert Einstein?
I honestly think he's, like, one of the smartest men in the world. I just think. God. But to me, if it's at like a quarter, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get gas. Because I hate when it hits the light and it has that, like, oh, get gas. I'm like, oh,
evidently, fine. Like, that's supposed to save you money, I think, if you fill up at a quarter tank.
It's a lot better for the engine.
It's just like, it's more of like a thing for me. I'm like, I can't have that. I don't want to hit that light.
See, the good thing about a Honda Accord is like, but $35 fill up, lasts me a full week and a half.
But I track my miles. Like, I do the trip thing and I see, because I can get like 420 to the tank.
Yeah.
But I only let it go to like 380, 370.
Bro, the fact that I got from my house to Reno, Nevada in that car without filling up says a lot.
Yeah.
That car has 2-inch long for sure.
Dude, it's the epitome of, like, I feel like my car is the epitome of what you would call big dick energy. Because, like, you get a big ass truck, little dick energy, right?
Nice.
You get, like, a Prius or something like that, still kind of like, you know what? No. Like, a Prius is probably maybe, like, a semi-chub. You know what I mean? But, like Honda Accord Sport 2014.
Sport. Don't forget.
Big dick energy, for sure.
I like that.
And not the stock rims.
Wow. Next thing you need is an exhaust that's loud as fuck.
Yep. Because I race all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fucking speed racer. What's the next segment, though?
We're going to get sad. We're going to get sad. Sad boy of the week. Of course, our boy Sad Boy Zach finishes off.
Yeah.
I think I'll begin the segment.
So you're sad now. What is this?
No, I didn't say I'm sad.
I always started off
by... Oh, do you for real?
Yes.
Is my other nickname not Sad Boy Jax?
People are quick to forget.
Have you been a part of the gang since 2016?
No.
the fuck I thought.
Go ahead, sad boy.
So I have like two. The first one I want to mention is the God, I sound like Ali Rocky's. I'm not getting political, but the statement itself, the people of Russia are sad right now because Habib just retired.
No, they have nothing to look forward to, right?
Well, dude, I didn't know. You know, you really don't understand how much of like a cultural impact some of these people have. Like, obviously, Conor had a big cultural impact on Ireland and shit like that. But like, these motherfuckers in Russia were turning up, to winning, like chanting his name and everything like that. But all jokes aside, like that was one of the most heartfelt retirements I've ever seen in my life. Like right immediately as he won, he didn't celebrate. Like he told his corner was like jumping over, trying to the cage, like trying to get to him. He put his hands up and told him to stop, and like literally sobbed in the middle of the octagon because his dad had just passed away and stuff like that. It was like one of the most heartfelt things I've ever seen, and it's crazy because if you would have asked me in 2018, I would have told you fuck Habib because I was such a Conor dick rider at the time. But they're my sad boys because he retired, and like not a lot of people expected it because he wanted to go 30-0. So it wasn't supposed to be this fight. It was supposed to be the next one. But the words that he said, and like I actually believe him in this because there's a lot of fighters these days that will retire and then come back. You know what I mean? But he was like, I promised my mom this, and I have to give her my word.
Yeah, he's done.
He's like, I can't do it without my dad. Yeah. And like for all the dads out there, like shout out you guys. Like that was one of the most heartfelt things I've ever seen. So I was trying to make a joke at it, but like not anymore. And then my other sad boys are any NFL wide receiver before 2000. I don't know if you guys have like watched the Seahawks game, but DK Metcalf just fucking hawked Buda Baker for 112 yards, hawked him, hit 22 miles per hour. So any old timer in the NFL that like would like to say, oh yeah, back in my day, like, and if this was when the NFL was the NFL, fuck you guys, because these are like the best athletes I've ever seen. Like that was one of the coolest things. Like it should teach a lesson to all the kids that are playing football nowadays, like about effort and everything like that. But
so he tackled them and they didn't score.
They didn't score.
And he tackled them at like what, the 5-yard line?
Yep. It's crazy. And it's shit like that. So any receiver before 2000, even like 2010, but I'm gonna say 2000 means like Jerry Rice actually still
play. I'm having trouble hearing you.
You're serious, a dude?
Can't hear you, bro. Weird.
I thought we've talked about
Siri. We have.
And mine being a dude. If you guys don't know, I respect women. So, anywho, any receiver before 2000. They're just sad. You know what I mean? Because you're not a superb athlete like DK Metcalf. Hate to break it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, Ali Rock.
So, my sad boy is another fighter. Well, yours was he was in sad boy. But Ryan Garcia, famous, like, internet boxer. Because honestly, I don't really watch his matches, but he's just all over the internet with his little challenges and shit, whatever. And he's like apparently gonna fight Jake Paul, right? That was the thing I heard last.
Really?
Hold up.
Ryan Garcia?
No. Jake Paul's gonna fight Nate Robinson.
Right, but I think they were talking about fighting too.
No, really?
Something like that. Or he was training with him.
Ryan Garcia scrapping. Will give him the fucking business.
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, he also was giving the business to some other female while he has a pregnant fiance. Like the business as in sex.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like fighting. Yeah. I don't know why. I just thought you were saying like punching her.
Maybe it wasn't sex, but they were like caught on camera like making out and stuff. And then
who's his fiance?
I have no idea.
Is it Tana still?
I don't even know.
Who Bull, I'm talking about Ryan.
Oh, Ryan has a fiance. Ryan has a
pregnant fiance. And he's over here making out with girls, other girls.
Dude, he's like our age though.
Yeah, you know, I get it. You get the money to live, but like. Sorry, but he's in a world of hurt now because like he got caught, and then his girl she probably just seen the headlines, and it says like on all the headlines like Ryan Garcia is he making out with some like famous girl? I don't know her name though.
I'm about to have to look this up.
Yeah, and then she was like, while he has a pregnant fiance at home, and I was like, ooh.
Well, she should have done an Earl Thomas fiance type thing and pulled up the gat should've. And said, cheat on me again.
Who's this?
Because honestly, Earl Thomas could be a sad boy for posting on his social media and be like, you know, through all the ups and downs, my girl is always stuck with me. It's like, that bitch tried to kill you, buddy, this year for cheating. Never do it again. Thanksgiving's going to be a hell of a time for them.
I have a couple. Browns. -3.5 betters. So Browns down whole game. Lines obviously 3.5 before. Comeback score a touchdown with the last 11 seconds. Our kicker comes out. Extra point to put us up by 4. Misses. Typical Browns football. So anybody that bet Browns -3.5 thought they were locked up. Got their heart broken at the end. So they're sad. And then I don't know if you saw the Rice kicker in overtime. Hit it off the uprights 4 times, and it went out.
I saw that, yeah.
He has to be sad.
It was like just, it was like a Chicago moment.
Yeah, very similar.
To lose the game.
To lose.
Sheesh. Funny.
Funny.
Oh, sad boys. So
I they just are looked up the Ryan Garcia thing.
What'd you see?
He like cheated on her at a club and stuff like that. It looks like a shitty kiss. Like, it looked like it was so awkward, but basically that girl was an OnlyFans, so. Right. His fiance posted on her Insta. Meanwhile, I go visit my family. He tells me he's training hard for this fight. But IG, she doesn't even say it on Instagram. IG shows me this, all caps. 7 weeks till I give birth, and this piece of shit.
Oh,
this piece of shit stay being disgusting. While he barely even see Riley, his daughter, with at Catherine Gomez, at King Ryan G is a horrible human, horrible, evil human.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow.
He is definitely shitting his pants
right now. And the other girl has other controversies, it says. This is a hell of an article if you guys haven't read this.
He's been with me the whole fucking
time. Meanwhile, Malu Trevehu is dealing with other controversies too. Oh my God. Listen to this first sentence. You ready for this? Meanwhile, Malu Trevehu is dealing with other controversies too. A lot of fans were worried about Malu's well-being when she went on live stream and revealed that her mother's an alcoholic.
Jesus.
What a sentence right there. Wow.
That's juicy drama.
God. The app is called Dinkinator.com.
Sounds like some porn. Yeah.
So obviously that's very reliable. All right, let's go to the next segment, man. Holy juicy. Shit.
All right, this one's going to be a closing segment, but it's going to be a good discussion.
Yeah.
So I started watching a show called The Boys. It's about like these sort of like fucked up superheroes where the show is like about if superheroes existed in real life, how like the world would adapt to it. So like it's about like it's a business now. There are superheroes, are part of this like 7 organization, and it's about money, it's about politics, it's about advertising, all that.
Politics especially.
You love it, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I love it.
No, it's actually a good show because they're like people who are trying to
vote for Trump,
take them down,
right.
Take down the superheroes.
Oh, socialists? Is that what you said?
Why are we
trying
this?
To take out the socialists?
Why are we doing this?
Can't help
myself. I thought of a question.
Okay.
My question
why should
is,
we all vote for Trump?
Jesus. I can't get one word out with you saying some political shit to me.
Go ahead.
If you can embody any superhero or any superpower, what would it be and why? And to follow up with that, after you answer that, we're going to say another thing. I think now we should just say what superhero or superpower would you have.
And should we do the number again? Because like this is juicy.
I think we should just do the same order.
All right. Well, then I'll start it off. I've always been obsessed with Spider-Man.
Mm.
I want to be... Dude, I've talked about it on here before. I've wanted to like lucid dream before. But like when I was a kid, I had some weird fucking ability to lucid dream. Pew, 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 pew. And I was fucking Spider-Man in every single one of my dreams. So,
that's pretty cool.
In real life, dude, that would be so sick to be, you know, like, nerd. I don't know what my infatuation is with the hands and everything like that. And Superman's outfits Spider-Man's outfits were always top tier.
Drippy.
Like,
always drippy.
No other, maybe Iron Man, but Spider-Man's outfits on drip too hard level. Not even touched.
True. Not if you had the touched. Spider-Man game on PS4, like, the amount of, like, offense he has.
Yeah, insane. So sick.
So, like, that's just, we're just talking about what superpower you would want, right?
Yeah.
Why would you want it, though? Because we had dreams about it as a kid?
Well, flying, everyone's like, I'd like to fly, but flying's, like, too mainstream, so
you can sort of fly if you're a Spider-Man, like.
Exactly, and he's so agile, bro. Like, he can do anything he wants.
Climb on walls and shit.
Climb up on walls. And to me, it's like, it's not too OP.
Mm.
It's not overpowered. It's balanced. Like, he actually has to scrap. So I'm not going to have some laser X-ray vision. Like, I'm only trying to be practical. Okay. I want to be bitten by a spider, which I am deeply afraid of.
Yeah, I can tell that.
And, fall in love with my next door neighbor. Maybe. My uncle maybe die, maybe
oh
not.
My God.
I want to have all of that.
You have to follow that same storyline too.
Really?
You do?
Well, I mean, probably it'd be more accurate that way.
Mm.
I've always, most recently, I've been a big fan of Doctor Strange. Okay. Just the ability, control time and everything like that. Different realms, different universes. I think that would be pretty sick.
Okay. Mine has to be
Thor.
You know, he was a contender for sure. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, sexy, whatever. But then I saw the new Avengers, they made him fat. Come on now. My superpower or superhero is the Flash. Because I'm not fast. And just so, if I get the superpower, I'll be the fastest man ever. So now...
I feel like that's the worst superpower.
I don't think so. Well, super speed, because I watched the show for a little bit, and he was saying, if he gets injured, his cells will regenerate faster. So he broke a bone, and in an hour, it was, completely healed. And then he also is just there's so much you could do with being hella fast. You can go anywhere.
Yeah, but right your there. Sex game would probably suck.
I mean... yeah, probably, the speed, but you know. Maybe if I chop off my dick, it would just go back longer.
But, you know, for me, the thing about the Flash is he's always seemed like a sidekick. He's never had, his own type thing. He's always been, the Robin.
I think because he's not he needs his own spotlight. He does his own little shit, you know. He's living his own little life.
Yeah, see, Spider-Man would whoop the Flash's ass, though.
Oh, that's cap. That's absolutely cap.
No.
What we do, shoot webs at him, and he would just outrun him.
And then I fucking throw him across the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, listen... That's all cool.
But I do like your rationale about how you're I've never been fast. That would be pretty fucking sick. Be the fastest human being. You can make a career out of boxing.
Well, listen, someone just bullets at me. I'm dodging every single one of them. I'm faster than the bullet.
You want to know what one of my contenders was? Was Deadpool.
That's
good. But then, the fact of, not dying would have been kind of
I think you die eventually, but it's not.
No, he doesn't die. He can't die.
I think he dies eventually.
He almost died because of, Deadpool 2 and everything like that. There is. But
X-Men died.
Oh, you read comics and shit. I forgot.
Now I watch movies. But
another contender. But that was a contender for me for sure.
Okay, Superman is a cool one. Just to fly and shit, be hella strong.
Too OP though. Yeah, that's lame. He has every single superpower that you could ask for. And that's why DC sucks.
Yeah, it's too generic.
How are you gonna go from Superman that has every single superpower in the world, and then you're gonna go to fucking Batman that doesn't have any?
There's fucking money.
But where's I just don't understand how the writers are you know what? We're gonna make a battle with the guy that is a demigod, can't be touched, versus a rich fuck.
And lose.
That makes no sense, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You know, movies. In real life, demigod fucks
Stan up. Stanley would never.
No.
Could sure never. Not.
Well, so since we all have our superheroes down, that's all cool that we all know. But I want to know, what's some fucked up shit we do with that power?
Oh, I can't wait.
You know what I'm saying? Some shit that's because obviously I would save... No, you wouldn't save
no one. Fuck them kids. I'm not saving shit. I'm robbing banks, dog.
I'm telling you, I'm going to find ways to get rich.
I'm going to be a dickhead. I'm going to be a dickhead at the casinos and shit, just pew, pew, pew. What are you going to do, catch me?
Right.
Yeah, nice try. Shut your mouth. Boom.
Get out of there.
Now I'm on top
of the Eiffel Tower and shit. And Vegas. Now what are you going to do?
Okay, but here's the thing, though. The thing about Spider-Man is he's low-key too reckless. Peter Parker is too reckless in the fact of, he gets caught all the time with his face mask off and shit. Mm.
You just have to get tattooed
on your face. Well, I'd have to get a new identity. I don't know. That would just be tough. But I would rob some banks for sure. I'd be a... I don't know how these superheroes in these movies don't get temptatious and
do bad shit, be bad people.
Yeah. I would be bad. I mean, I'm not trying to hurt nobody. My powers don't even allow me to really hurt anybody. So I'm not going to be a threat. I'm going to be like Hancock, bro. Remember Hancock? I'm going to be like him. I'm going to just be minding my own business, taking money, probably drinking a fuck ton of brews.
Living life.
Living my life. Mm-hmm. Stealing.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably just be petty. So I don't know if you've seen the actual Doctor Strange movie, but he was trapped in this time loop and he was just dying over and over and over again and couldn't break it. So I'd probably just put
somebody in there.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
God, that's pretty evil. Girls,
it's hurt me, you know, fucking here, relive this moment for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's evil. But I do like where your head's at because we're sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and petty. Sad and petty.
I say, because you can kind of control time. So if you're doing a test or some shit, fast forward, see the answers, go back type shit. That'd be pretty cool. Never fail.
And what you could do with time is you'd be the best better
that's ever walked this earth.
You could be the first person that gets a perfect March Madness bracket.
Can't be obvious. It's too obvious.
You think so? You think if someone, you think if someone actually ever hits a perfect March Madness bracket, like let's just say it happens next year when they do it, people are gonna be like, "Dude, he's time traveling."
Yeah.
No way.
Not for sure.
You guys, okay? Not to get like Joe Rogan on us, but like, do you actually think that there's people among us that have superpowers?
I don't think there's people who can fucking run fast or fly.
Mildly, for sure.
There's some people, yeah, who have
different... Like, what would you say a superpower is, like, that exists today?
Smarts.
Intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Brain, for sure, yeah.
Dude, I feel like there's something... I think it's ignorant to not think that there's something among us, like... I don't know, bro.
On a different level.
Or what if someone's invisible, bro?
You would never know.
See?
Shit.
See? Well, I feel like you can't refute it.
True. Probably in this room right now, face ass.
That's my intelligence speaking. That's my superpower.
What about you, Ali Rock? What would you do?
So if I have the power of super speed, bro, Black Friday shopping, easy. Easy. True. Ain't nobody beat me. Or like, obviously gypping people for money. Like, they're not going to see what ran past them or some shit.
Grab some old lady's purse. Dude,
some guy's walking back, you know, run real quick. It's going to be like, oh, a gust of wind blew him back. The guy has like fucking Lamborghini keys in my hand. Drive off real quick.
Do you know how to drive stick?
No. I'm pretty sure I'll learn. I can read fast and shit or learn fast.
Oh, yeah. Just look at the owner's manual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, does that correlate to intelligence, though?
So, like, I mean, obviously, if you're hella fast, you, like, read and shit faster. Yeah. So
you learn faster.
Pick up
quicker. You know, I'd do that. But I would definitely not be saving no one's life, honestly. Like,
yeah, fuck those guys.
Bro, if you're, like, falling off a cliff, like, damn, sorry.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
I'm busy right now. I'm busy right now.
Too obvious because he'd see my face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you're super fast, so maybe he can't see it.
I'm shaking my face like this so he can't see me.
Dude, I don't know.
I'd be bad. Some other cool shit I would do, but I mean, we travel the world. I'd be there in a millisecond.
Like, for me, if you use a superpower and your superpower has anything to do with the gun, like, you're lazy to me. Like, Batman, with a gun? Like, Batman's just lazy to me. Batman has, like, all these gits and gadgets and shit. And
I wouldn't call
like,
him a superhero. He's just kind of like a hero.
He's not even here. He's a
billionaire. Vigilante? Yeah, vigilante for sure.
Yeah, that just has a boy in the force.
And so is friggin' Tony Stark. Iron Man? Because all he does is add money. He's basically the...
Okay, but the thing about Tony Stark, though, bro, is like he has a, like not even a heart. So he's not even human.
He is technically built different.
He is human.
He is what we would say out of this world. That's true. Man. It would be sick. I do think that there's actually people, though, that exist on this earth that are like we're the puppets and they're holding the strings and shit. And I don't know. But then that would conflict with religion. That's a whole nother topic.
It's a real life Wednesday.
That might be.
Trippy Tuesday.
Yeah. Have an episode every single day for the week.
Yeah. But, you know, I wish I had superpowers, but I don't.
Best podcast in the world.
One day we should say what our superpowers is based on like what we think.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good segue.
I was a thinker though, because I'm not sure right now. I'm, you know, superpower of overthinking maybe.
Professional sad boy.
Yeah.
Right. Ultimate sad boy. But my superhero name would still be Ali Rock.
Where?
Alias is amazing. I'd build a brand out of it.
Have merch.
Yeah. But that's it, boys. Great episode.
Wait, hold on. Don't we have a thing that we're going to talk about?
Oh, yes, that's right.
I do have a little work story. It's nothing crazy. Just a quick little one. One of the managers came out, and we were talking about like picking up girls at a bar, stuff like this. And he gave me, I think, the best pickup lines or situation.
Are we willing to put this out here?
Yes.
Like, this is the best out?
This is. You could probably charge people for this.
Yeah. Huh? No, it's pretty good. It requires some time.
Inside scoop.
And some... you know, you got to put some money down, but...
5 people died giving this advice.
So. Yeah, literally. But I don't see how it could, you know, like, not work. I think it's foolproof almost. This guy would get business cards, fake business cards made, and his name would be Eddie Del Rio. And he would walk up to girls at a bar, and on his business card, it looks fucking professional, dude. It says he works for Vixen, the porn company.
Mm.
So he'd come up to girls and be like, hey, like, what do you do, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, here. Eddie Del Rio, work at this porn company, whatever, like, maybe I could get you in. And he said he just got so much
tail
pussy, just from Eddie Del Rio.
That's it.
That's it.
Dude, that's insane.
Like just
that's
handing it. A card.
Yeah, business card.
Was he a call? That was you. No homo, was he a good looking dude?
Probably in his time. He looks like he does porn.
Oh, yeah? A little stash.
Well, I mean, that's a hell of a porn name. What would you guys' porn name be?
I can't think of a better one
than that. I heard a thing on, like, it was this thing on, like, Instagram. It was, like, the name of your first pet and the street you've done. So mine would have been Chubby Williams.
Wow.
Perfect.
So it's a... Say that one more time. It's the first pet you've had, okay? It's
the name of the first pet.
Okay.
And then the street that you grew up on.
Scruffy Paradise.
Do I just say the first piece? The street that I grew up on, I would say, is kind of like this one, really, because I moved all the way. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Actually, no. Okay, so I'll say mine would be Jack. What was it?
Jack Henley?
Jack Chalet Hills.
Oh, I like that one. Sounds exquisite.
You know what I mean? I look like I know how to fuck with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have to go do the mustache that like curls out and in.
And that's the one thing that's like lacking on my beard game right now. But remember, we're doing No Shave November. So
we are starting. It's happening.
Are we still... I'm following through with this, boys. Are we still following through with this?
No, that means you can't get no haircuts.
Which is no manscaping.
No manscaping. That's not a problem for you.
Okay.
Us two, a little dilemma, but
throwing that shit out there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Should we just extend No Shave November to our females?
Why would we do that?
Our girlfriends.
Why?
Why are they trying hard?
Right.
I don't know. Just to see what happens. We'll start growing mustaches. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck, buddy. You got yourself in trouble.
Yeah, you better wrap this one up, buddy. You're.
I don't know. Couch to find. Funny. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to our episode.
Yes, sir.
See you on Wednesday, though. Yeah.
That's right.
And we're actually going to post on our Instagram. Maybe we have an idea of what we want to talk about, but that's subject to change always. We're going to, especially now on Mondays, we'll start putting on a poll if you have any topics that you would like. And these are like general topics.
Our last one, if you guys didn't get to hear it, go check it out. It was about anxiety. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of opened up a little bit about our personal struggles and stuff and how we cope with it. Just to show you that now we're not all just like goons on this podcast, that we do have like real life struggles.
Yeah.
And that, you know, if you guys need help, you guys need to talk to somebody or, you know, say it to us. We'll try to do as much as we can to help you guys.
Or get you help.
Right.
We have made connections through this, so there's always someone that does care.
And it doesn't always have to be about like, you know, we talk about anxiety, it doesn't have to be like super depression, like depressing stuff. It can be about other things in life, you know, parents or what you think about this, or what we did here. You know, we'll talk about anything with you guys, but we're going to post like a little thing on Instagram, like ask a question type stuff, and just say like, what's your next topic before the Real Life Wednesdays? And you guys just put it in, and we'll pick one that we all agree on, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Yes, but
I like that.
That's right, guys. So we'll see you guys Wednesday. Hope everyone has a blessed week. Take care.